Tribute. Milestone by Tony Clare.
Not quite the same old routine today, Dad. When you know how it goes. I tell you how the kids are doing at school, how the team's doing, how one horse let me down on the place pot. Nope. Today, it's news they're talking about all over the world. We got it, Dad. Justice. Although, there's part of me that doesn't know whether we can call it that. I mean, what type of justice takes 27 years? If 96 people had been killed at Wimbledon, would it have taken this long? Would the victims be vilified? Would their grief be described as self-pity? Would their anger be called whinging? Strange, though. When I left that courtroom, I became aware of this odd feeling. I just thought it was relief and this conflict of not knowing whether or even how to celebrate. But I suddenly realised I was walking taller, able to look others in the eye easier. Safer. Yeah, safer. A palpable feeling of being safer in this world. And that was it. I suddenly realised that this is how it feels to live in a society whose justice system is fair. Christ, imagine having never known anything other than that feeling. They're talking about it being a turning point. You know, like the tall puddle martyrs used to tell me about. But 27 years. Seems like last week and yet so long ago all at the same time. How can that be? I've sat in this spot for every home game ever since. Just me, the flask and a radio. I just couldn't cope with ever going into a stadium again. Not since... I mean, I could cope with that. It might look a bit weird, me sitting here with me flask whilst everyone else is inside, but... Well, so what? Only now? Well, Jess has been getting into her football for a couple of years. Even plays for the school team. And I suppose it was inevitable, really. She wants to go with the game. The club have been brilliant. They give me all the support I needed. I've made a plan. It was the final service here the other week. Well, I've never gone along before because it's always been at the ground. I've just stood here for it. But I thought, actually, this could be good preparation for me. I mean, there was thousands in there, but not as many as there'll be next week for Newcastle. A stepping stone, like. I know it's what you would have wanted, Dad. You worked so hard to get the money to take me to all those games. I remember the first match you took me to. Even the route you took was designed for maximum effect. The roar of the crowd getting louder as we got closer to the ground. The smell of the scran vans. Sometimes, all that nostalgic stuff is a pile of shite. Don't sorry, Dad, but well, you know what I mean, though. But this was for real. Ask anyone to describe their first visit to see their team, you'll get the same answer the world over. Magic. I can't deny that experience, can I? I've just got to overcome those demons. I'm going to miss you, though, Dad. I'll bring you your cup of tea and chips before we go in, and you can see how excited Jess is. I know she'll want to say hello. People send me cards to say they're thinking of me on the 15th. But to be honest, the 14th is sometimes harder to cope with. I remember us preparing for an early start in the morning, me mum making sure we had plenty to eat for the journey, checking I had me ticket over and over again. The 14th was the last time she saw you. And I've never said it before, but it was really the last time I saw her. I saw her properly, I mean. Sure, she showed up for us, you know, parents' evenings, all that stuff. And she was a big part of the justice campaign early doors. She was a brilliant mum and a brilliant woman. But the smile was never the same. And the sound of her laugh was something I'd only hear again when I closed my eyes and recalled hearing it that Friday night when you made a joke about... Well, I can't even remember what it was about, but that laugh. Sometimes I want to climb on that monument and add her name next to yours. This justice, Dad, it's yours, it's hers, it's Jess's, it's everyone's.